Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. I have these awesome Pac-Man scratch-offs. They look cool. They allow me to do funny things on my screen when I'm doing my YouTube introductions. We're going to be up at Greenmount Bowl, next to Greenmount Station, next to the casino and the Horse Palace and all that stuff. They got me when they put the Baltimore Positive logo up on the backdrop of the bowling alley. So we're going to be and we're not going to be having bowling alley pizza. We're going to be having Greenmount Station crab cakes. And we're going to be talking about the horse racing industry. That's on Wednesday, 2 until 4. We're getting together for the Oriole game. I'll probably move over and watch the Oriole game next door and have a beverage up in Carroll County. We'll be in Hempstead. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at We have a new sponsor, Liberty Pure Solutions. They're a new old sponsor. They've been with us many times. Big shout out to Doug and everybody over there, keeping my water clean, making sure that my coffee is fresh in my coal roofing mug and my Rofo, and we're bringing it all together. And then next Friday, we're going to be down at Fadley's. Luke and I will be wrapping up the draft in the middle of the draft, and then he's headed to the draft, and we'll see if I can get into the Orioles game because the Oakland Athletics will be in town. That's the 26th. We'll be at Fadley Seafood at the new Lexington Market. You got to get down, Bill. We always say on the show, nothing good happens in Baltimore, right? Man, there's progress everywhere. Have you been to the new Fadley's yet, dude? If you've been to the new Fadley's, you'd know there's progress happening right in downtown Baltimore. I promise you.
Yeah, no, I haven't made it there yet. I do have a piece of like horse racing trivia if you want to give it a shot. So
okay,
in a meeting yesterday, I made the comment that I just was making it up. I wasn't really sure whether it was true or not, but it was driving home a point. It was that no Triple Crown winning horse led every race at the quarter pole. So the complexity of the question is,
so even Secretariat wasn't winning at the quarter pole.
Yeah, my point to the crew was like our first quarter with all the weather we've had wasn't like the most wonderful quarter, and I was like, but we got to still run the race, you know, we can still win the race, guys, we still have three more quarters. And it's like all the Triple Crown winners, none of them were winning in all three races at the quarter pole of every race.
See, I love that, you know, whenever we get together, whenever I'm doing something at Accelerant with you or I'm out at any of these things, there's always a sports component that certainly white men in our culture use to measure themselves for their management, for their basketball team, for their golf game. We just got off of Masters, for their pickleball game. You know, we're all measuring and measuring. It is interesting. I bring Bill Cole from Cole Roofing on, who is like a legitimate CEO. He's one of those guys like me with the Baltimore accent that actually has run things for 30 or 40 years. His company, of course, has been 100 years. But like, it's interesting that taxes this week, right? And I wound up, you know, like, getting in under the quarter pole and trying to get that done with Leonard Raskin as well. In measuring things, we're measuring things all the time in our lives and business. And I guess this brings us to the baseball conversation around here and even football, because the football team can't measure itself until September. They can't play. That's the only measurement they really have other than money, which we don't know about. But the baseball thing, we're all like sort of measuring this every day, right? And getting back into the flow of Tyler Wells being injured and when are they home next time and dad take me to the game. I have to, like a turkey dinner, stick my thermometer into you and find out where you are, because before we began this segment, before I started having, you know, coffee in the coal roofing mug, you started talking to me about Oriole baseball. Dude, I've known you a long, long time. You don't ever begin conversations with me that begin with, hey, my kid went to the ball game last week. So please do tell. I want some Oriole baseball out of you.
It is very true. No, I think my question for you, because you're always closer to the pulse of it, is in my universe, there is a heightened fever and interest and willingness to participate. So people that I know that have previously not even going to the Oriole game didn't even really hit their radar.
Are these some of the people who voted for the orange guy who said, I ain't never going downtown? Because that group is a whole, they go downtown when Garth Brooks comes or when there's the right concert, right, or the right thing. If the Orioles become that right thing, then, oh, we have a Baltimore Positive moment now, don't we?
Well, yeah, and I guess I would move, I would put my awareness in a couple different buckets. So like from my young daughter's perspective, right? The kids.
Barely knows the rules of baseball, you've said many, many times to me,
Right.
correct?
And it is on their radar, right? Like it's on their
Because their
radar. Now,
girlfriends and boyfriends and friend friends and neighborhood friends are going, or their
yes,
parents, like
people
it's
are
getting into the
going.
nerve center, is what you're saying.
People are going, teachers are talking about it, schools making note of it, like it's hitting their.
There's a Don Mueller in every school that has an Oriole jersey on Fridays at the
Yep.
school, right?
Yep. And then, so and so's Instagram or Snap shows them at the game. Oh, they went to the game,
They have
wow,
fun. Did they
okay,
have
right.
fun?
Yeah, of
Did your
course, of course.
son have a good time?
Yeah. But
Give me the circum that now, does
he's a
your
totally different. He's a different category
no,
right now.
but that's fine. But is he a soccer, lacrosse? Is he a sports guy? Is he a Raven guy? Like, give me the profile because we don't ever
He's
talk about this.
a play, not watch sports person, right? Like,
Okay.
and he'll play anything, right? But he likes to play over watch. But he's also, 21, getting ready to graduate college, living his best life. So Pickles is interesting, and his friends are interesting, and so that was, like I said, Loyola bought the tickets for the seniors, graduating seniors. I don't know if that's something they do
So
every
his
year.
gateway is not even Manny Machado or Buck Showalter. His gateway isn't even I love Adley Rutschman. His gateway is social, completely
Correct.
social.
Correct.
Not
Correct.
talking about
And
Tyler Wells being hurt or who's pitching tonight, or we love Jackson Holliday, but doesn't really know if he's left-handed or right-handed or care much.
correct. And if school hadn't have bought the tickets and all the, all his people were going,
School
he'd
gave
be.
him an entree to go, and
Yeah.
now if dad says, do you want to go, maybe he'll go back as long as he can go to Pickles.
Right. Well, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. Well, that part has yet to be unpacked, I think. Like, would you do that again? Not in a school related environment, sure, with his buddies. Yeah, probably. You know what I mean? Like, but he went on Friday night and it was bananas. Like, I had picked him up, we took care of something, and then
Oh, it was the
I
Jackson
was
Holliday
driving
night.
home.
I was at Fadley's. I know how
Bro,
crazy it was in there.
it was bananas down there. Like, it felt really, really good. And I'm, whatever, old curmudgeon dad, I'm just driving through the city getting ready to drop him off, trying to figure out which red light we're stopping at
Chauffeur
that
Cole.
he's gonna jump out the car. And
Cole Car Services.
yeah, I mean it felt really good. It looked really good. People walking every, you know what I mean? Like the old days when there was just, 40,000 people walking to the stadium. It was really good. So,
Yeah, Bill Cole was
and
here,
like I
Cole
said,
Roofing, Gordian Energy.
my curiosity goes to this, is that something that is it being experienced by lots of people, right?
Well, clearly it is when they have 35,000 people there on a Sunday afternoon, the kick off the season. Like, if that's the starting point, first couple nights were slow, the weather, it's the weather, the weather, the weather. I mean, dude, the weather was so beautiful on Monday and Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday this week. If you had any Jones at all that you want to go see Jackson Holliday, Adley Rutschman, go to a game, get outside, walk around, support David Rubenstein, support, just whatever. Like, it was a really good excuse to go to the ballpark. And they had decent crowds Monday and Tuesday, but kids are still in school. They're playing the games earlier. The 6:30 thing. I mean, as I get to be older, I'm like, I don't know if I'd like it if I lived in Rising Sun. Or if I lived in Forest Hill, or if I lived in even Hereford or Shrewsbury, but like it's also over at 9:15, which is also cool. I don't know what that means for like the Baja Beach Club and me, and then your boy to say, okay, there's an opportunity to, like the game's over and we can use the night and go to Tio Pepe's after the game or get dinner. Like, I don't know when it becomes a later, earlier thing or really invigorates the city. And this is the thing where if I'm sitting with David Rubenstein and look, one way or another, they're either going to let me in and have a press pass or they're not. Either way, I'm going to be heard from. I mean, like, and I hope they let me in and I hope that we're all cool and I'm a part of it. I don't feel a part of it when I'm watching it on TV and Brett Hollander saying his dog has a press pass. Truly, he said that on the radio. His dog has a press pass. But that being said, watching it from the outside and trying to evaluate it, the top line is this. they're going to be a really good baseball team for a couple of years. Like, they have a real chance. Like, they have a chance to win your son, your daughter, your dog, my cat. Everybody's in, right? What am I wearing right now? I'm wearing a Curio Wellness orange Baltimore bird shirt. By the way, it's 420 weekend. Get over there and take advantage. By the way, Bill, if you have aches and pains, this Move product over at Foreign Daughter, very, very, very effective, especially on my L3 and L4 where I got things going on back there. But they're going to win. What's that going to mean?
Well, my question is the improved interest and vigor from the fans, is that just pent up demand and, oh yeah, it's okay now, let's go, let's get down there? Or are the Orioles actually doing something from a marketing standpoint?
Yeah, they're winning.
To move the needle. Well, winning, not
well,
just
winning
the
in Tampa didn't mean the same thing, to your point. Teachers in school wearing stuff, neighborhood. But they also didn't have Boog Powell and Brooks Robinson. And this, my last name's Aparicio. The reason I'm on the planet and the reason I'm here is because of the baseball team and because they did special things in 1966, right? Like, so they'd have lost to the Dodgers in four straight. Who knows, right? Who knows where I'd be? But I would just say there's a community here. And I always speak to lacrosse. And I speak some degree to soccer, but you can do both. Lacrosse and baseball really intersect in a sort of a weird way. If you're a kid, boy or girl, and you're in the, you know, outside of the butterfly and you're a lacrosse person, that there's a lot of lacrosse time spent, especially when the games are 6:30, right? You move the games back now, all of a sudden you can't see the games. That I would just say what this means for the city is my big question to your point. People coming back. Are they just parking, going in and leaving? Are they sticking around? Are they thinking, I'd like to live here? I'd like to move here. I'd like to come back on Friday when the team's not here and go to the aquarium. I'm making that part of it up, but all of that's important. And then to my original point, politically, sociologically, Fox 45E, now the Baltimore Sun, is owned by the Gypsies. There's this muscle memory of, I mean, you're 15 minutes late on this call because you can't get off the highway because of the bridge, right? You've already had a bad morning and it's 8 a.m. because, like, everybody's got 20 more minutes in other directions if you used anything that looks like the tunnels or the bridges because of the tragedy that happened here 3 weeks ago. We're all trying to figure that out. So this muscle memory of, I'm going to go downtown again. It's the basis of everything we're doing. My 25th anniversary documentary is coming out next week. We turned Baltimore positive 7, 8 years ago. About turning the city around, I did Free the Birds, not in any, I mean, you can go back and look it up. I wrote a book. I didn't do any of it to be a dick. I did it because I saw the city deteriorating. I looked out my window on this view and saw no one going to ball games again. And I bought property downtown and lived there for another 17 years. So all of this was about Baltimore, making Baltimore better. To your point, used to be 13,000 people coming down on a Sunday in April. Now there's 35,000. What did that mean for Amici's? What did that mean for all the businesses? How many people stuck around? Once they fixed the harbor, because there's nothing there to like really grab you at this point, Cheesecake Factory, to come through and grab a meal or gather there in that area. That's what all of that was set up for 30 years ago when Janet Marie designed all this and all of that. But what does this mean with that muscle memory of people coming back down? If your boy went down and had a good time, he might go back when there's not a ball game. And that's an exposure that we've been trying to reach for years, Bill, you and I. How do we get people back downtown, and how do we get them to come back again?
Yeah, I would also, as just a nice quick public service announcement, somebody really needs to run a campaign on 95. Of like, find your kindness, your inner nice person, and just recognize that the traffic sucks for everyone, because, man, it is just really angry out there. Like,
well, people haven't experienced traffic, and we experienced
so
3 years locked in a closet, right? Nobody went anywhere, and people are driving like maniacs. I mean, if there's anything, if I ran on a policy, and as I talk to policymakers, if there's anything, Johnny O, anything that I would want to change as God, it would be we need to hire more police to police highways and start really, really getting the people who are doing 90 miles an hour drag racing off the highways. And, you know, I talked to Sheila Dixon. I said, what are we doing about the motorcycles in the city? Still drag racing every Sunday. Like, these are quality of life issues when we lost life 6 months ago over on the west side of the Beltway in a tragedy that you would think that at some point we need a TSA for the high. We need cops that just do nothing but drive the highways and make sure that we're not having that anymore, because it's really, everyone notices it. There's no one who drives anywhere that doesn't notice how lawless the driving's become.
Right. I would just go a different route and deeply invest in the autonomous vehicles. Like we really don't need to be driving, and it would all work better if we weren't driving. And we can have special human driving areas, and then you can still, for those that actually enjoy, you know, the sport of driving, they can go there. But getting up and down 95, the computer ought to be able to do that, and I should be able to do something else. We really need to get there because it will save so many lives that it needs to be a priority, right?
Can
Like,
you imagine that you and I as kids would talk about talking to each other on a television screen
right.
on Zoom, and you would say something like that out loud? You know what I mean? Like, if you would have called my radio show back when you were an intern here 25 years ago for the Bob Haney
Right.
show on
Right.
Sunday mornings, and you and Bob Haney on a Sunday morning, and I would have been awakened out in Las Vegas on a date at 3 in the morning, and they would have said, dude, you got to get Haney and Cole off the air, man. They're talking about cars driving themselves. Stop this
Right,
madness, right?
right.
That's how far
No,
we've come. I just
I
had to pinch
get
myself.
it.
I had to pinch myself every time I think there's new Oriole ownership. But when you start talking about, look, dude, the problem isn't the cars or ticketing. The problem is we're not using the computers to drive the cars the right way.
Right. Well, because all the police officers are is putting another human in risk, at risk, right? Like,
Oh, I don't disagree with you. I mean,
yeah,
I would
like.
have no problem if they had speeding cameras every mile on every road. I wouldn't mind that kind of surveillance society to say, no, you know what? When you're on the road, we are going to monitor you. We're going to monitor every one of you MFers because you are more lives are lost, cancer, this, that, whatever, terrorism. We can go, more lives are lost by distracted texting, drunk driving, weed driving, stupid driving, drag racing. I like, I would be very,
Yeah,
I'm on
I'm
clean
not
water
interested.
forever. You know, I mean, I'm
Right.
always on, like, we have to have clean water. That's all, like Don Mueller would tell you, my
Right.
Liberty Pure sponsorship, that I love clean water. I think that's the way that you come after us, if that and the grid, right? But I think we're killing ourselves driving. And yeah,
I
I
just
mean, I
think
worry about my wife every time she goes down the street.
it's needless risk. There's enough risk in the world, to your point. Like, I think it's needless. I'm not interested in a surveillance state. I'm not interested
I
in
know you're not.
my elected officials having access to cameras capturing all of our, like,
Well, how do you stop people from
that
driving
gets
90 miles an hour this Monday because they're not having an automated car this week?
well, then we need to hurry
Kindness
up
billboards,
because
I'm
we
with that.
should. No, like that, the only thing holding back the autonomous vehicles is regulatory environment. Like, I fully believe that the computers are there, the systems are there. The problem is we can accelerate technology, you know, I don't know, 1,000 times faster than we can pass a bill through legislation to allow for autonomous vehicles. Or, I mean, we can't. That's the hardest part of it.
Well, that's the corporate lobby for keeping clean coal. That's the corporate lobby for, you know, saying solar's a bad thing and turbines cause cancer and stupid stuff. 75 million
So
people are going to
who's the
vote for that in
lobby?
November, though.
Okay, so who's the lobby that's fighting against autonomous vehicles?
I
You know
don't
what I
know.
mean? Right, I don't either. Like, that's what I mean.
Uber
It's
drivers.
such a need. Yeah, well,
Louis
okay.
De
So the
Palma and
taxi lobby,
taxi.
right?
Right,
Taxi
yeah, the
lobby,
medallion
sure.
lobby in New York City.
The truck drivers union might be. Yeah, sure. Anybody, I mean, I think at one point the
That's a
data
lot of
scientist.
people now. You're now
Well,
you're,
hold on.
you
That's
know.
where I was going. I think at one point the data point was like one in five jobs in America
Or
involve
transportation
driving.
oriented.
Yeah, and drive drive
Yeah.
and drive involve
What does
driving.
Pete
So
Buttigieg do if there's no transportation?
we have to figure out, where those people work. I get it. That's all part of the process. Like, if they're good enough to be a professional driver, there's a whole lot of other things they can do in our world that are productive and meaningful and give them gainful employment. But the fact that we have tools that could prevent the loss of life, this week there was a head-on collision up in Harford County.
Oh.
36-year-old man, 44-year-old father, like hit pretty close to our people right up there. And like, it's just needless. It's needless and it's annoying. And I don't get it. I don't
Okay. Well,
understand.
I think this started with baseball and transportation and getting
Yeah.
places and getting to the game. I guess my bigger point is getting back to downtown,
Yes.
that the
So if
bigger picture of this is, yes, Mr. Rubenstein, you invested $2 billion. Yes, you're going to make $3 billion. Yes, you're going to have fun. Yes, you get to make commercials with Cal Ripken, and yes, the team's going to be good. And yes, they might win a World Series or five, and I'll sit here all day and talk about whether Gunnar Henderson's getting $200 million or whether Adley Rutschman's getting $150 million or whether, like, I love all of that. I've done all of that. What does that mean for bringing people downtown and keeping them and making young people like your son and your daughter want to come back and do something else and be a part of it, right? Be a part of the city and rejuvenate the city. And I'll go back to Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2, where I've written at length and the basis of my career, as you'll see in the 25th anniversary next week, is that sports brings people together. Black people, white people, east, west, north, south, male, female, young, old, rich, poor, Eastern Shore, Western Shore, brings people together unlike anything. And the baseball team, we forgot that. I did Free the Birds. It was all about that. It wasn't about F you to Peter Angelos. It was about please sell the team to somebody sane so we can have this experience back and we could get 3 million people back downtown and my condo might not, lose a quarter of $1 million in value over 20 years. Like all of these things that happened that I was predictive Nostradamus back in 2006 with Free the Birds, you now have blue sky, good team, cities hit rock bottom. We have an election coming up. I had Sheila Dixon on last week. Brandon Scott, Ivan Bates, all of you can come on. Bill Fer I saw Bill Ferguson. I invite all these folks on. I had Shannon Sneed. I had Sheila Dixon on. I've had Zach Blanchard on. I'll have everybody on in the next 3 weeks that wants on. So there's an open invitation. If anybody heard Sheila and said, "Why'd you have her on?" Not endorsing Sheila at all. Had Sheila on because I'm a community person. And I said, what's going to lift the city? Crime, education, schooling, all these things you and I have been talking about for 8 years, as you pointed out in the 25th anniversary documentary. But the baseball team being in local hands with Cal Ripken doing commercials every day with a team that's ungodly good. Like my wife still hasn't, like, my wife loves baseball, but I keep saying, you have no idea how good these guys are. How, like, the pedigree of these players, I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. Now, what's it going to mean for the city 5 years from now? 5 years from now, whether there's a parade or not for either one of these franchises, what does this period of sports renaissance and $1.2 billion of our money invested in this, and they can't put the freaking baseball game on Friday, right? Friday night, your kid's at the game. I hope you don't want to watch the game unless you had Apple, whatever the hell it is. So these are issues. Baseball, to your point, a month ago, baseball is going to die. Mr. Rubenstein, you better do some things to save it. Now today, you're like, hey, Ness, you want to go to the game next week? They've come a long way. Now, how do they keep people there? And what does this mean for the city? I'm going to keep asking that question.
Yeah, I was driving through downtown, I don't know, a day or two ago, and I'm pretty sure I saw like a new sports bar that I had never seen before, like Charles Light Street somewhere in there.
Okay.
So I don't know. There's indications, there's stuff. The tech hub, right? Did we talk about the tech hub? Did you talk to, Mark Anthony Thomas at the
He has an open invite
CDC?
for a
Yeah.
year, so please book him.
So that's like decades of investment and opportunity that will continue to drive really smart young people into our city, you know, and that's kind of like that. That's that Baltimore gritty little foodie cool town that the young people.
A destination town with a really good baseball team.
Well, but a place they want to live, like they like when you're younger, you don't you're not evaluating public safety in the same way you are when you're raising a family or you're older and you don't feel like putting up with stuff anymore or whatever. So I think we have a really strong brand in the 21 to 30 sector, whether
Well,
we're
I don't
open in
hear our
DC,
town
whether
lead
we're.
with murder the way it was 5 years ago anymore, correct?
Yeah, yes, I think there's good stuff being done. There's good stuff being done everywhere. And quite frankly, I think we hit on the bridge as
Well, the
like
bridge brought a huge spotlight to our city a
the
month ago.
potential federal pixie dust that gets sprinkled on these cities when something terrible happens, and the 20 years of consequences that comes from that
I haven't been to New
situation.
Orleans lately, speaking of that, right? When you
I mean,
say
that's,
something like that with a tragedy in my lifetime, I think about New Orleans. I was there the night of the storm, literally. I escaped that morning when the storm came in Katrina because the Ravens had played there that weekend. So, I mean, I remember how it felt there and what was going on. And then I remember going back a year later and seeing the lines from the floods and being like, oh my God, the water went how high? And the super, like all of the scenes of, you know, Fats Domino on his route, like all of that. I haven't been to New Orleans in, you know, a number of years. I mean, it's been a good decade since I've been to New Orleans, since, you know, we won the Super Bowl. We went back the next year. So it's been since 14 that I've been to see what that pixie dust means 20 years later, right? Really.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I have not been a party to conversations with people in the know in New Orleans, but people who I know who have been, people readily admit and acknowledge, right, the stimulus that occurs from that. So say what you want, like it's going to happen one way or another. It's up to us to figure out how to do that in a way that is inclusive and meaningful and, you know, is building for the future, not in today's, you know, BS instant gratification way. You know, like we have some real opportunities. You know, there's a huge push of reshoring all our manufacturing. Well, who doesn't want to put their new manufacturing plant right on the water so they can ship their products all over the globe? Like, I mean, there's so much opportunity with this. And okay, when you have a bridge, it has constraints, right? It already is a certain height and it has a certain depth. And well, we have an opportunity to change that. We can't change it because there's another bridge farther down the water, right? The Bay Bridge. So you're not going to be able to change that. Or maybe that is part of the longer 20-year plan and maybe we've got to change that. And there's always been talk about a second bridge across the bay and all that good
Well, that
stuff.
Larry Hogan was all about that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always been talk.
He's trying to kill the red line all over again as a center. So, well,
The
I'm
double
happy to talk to him
crossing.
about that. I won't be voting for that. And by the way, if he wants to sit with me and the first three questions are about abortion, 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 because women listen, if he doesn't want to sit and talk to me, that's shame on him. And if people vote for that, shame on them. So I would just say that out loud. I don't like sports owners or politicians who duck me or anyone who have questions when they're taking $1.2 billion from the government, let's say, or trying to run for Senate. So, yeah, I mean, I'm happy to talk about all that stuff, but Larry was the king of we need another bridge. I've always thought we needed the bridge from Aberdeen. I always felt like you really want to get rid of the congestion, put something further north up, and that probably would really help things. And it probably would open the eastern shore and the western side of Delaware to all of that boating country over there that we can't get to.
Yeah,
Chestertown, you know?
I just want us to be able to create a viable ferry, like with your car, like a car ferry. Like, who doesn't like a good car ferry ride? Like that's fun. How does
Did I ever
that,
tell you my best Carfairy
how's that not
story?
viable in, in the Bay? How's that not viable?
Have I ever told you about the time I went to Nova Scotia and I went to Moncton and I was going to go to Prince Edward Island? Are you familiar with Prince Edward Island?
It's where the
It's your
mussels, it's
oysters
where the
come from
mussels
there.
come from. The
Right.
mussels.
Yeah, PEI, right. So Prince Edward Island is an island. It's a land, it's a land mass in the middle of sort of nowhere in Canada, north of Moncton, sort of a little west of New Brunswick. And I met hockey players from there. Okay. It's a little place, but I Doug McLean is from there, who was once the Skipjacks coach, a guy named Tyler Larder, a guy named Kent Painter. They were Skipjacks and they were all from PEI. And they were always saying, you got to come to PEI, man. You got to get on a boat to come. We don't even, they're building a bridge. This is in 1986, 7, 8. You'll learn in the documentary about my Skipjacks past, right? So all these years pass. And I've been friends with Doug McLean forever. And he's a hotshot Canadian television hockey expert and the professor and all that good stuff. So they'd always told me to go to PEI. So my wife and I went up, and this was the weekend that Scunny died from Nacho Mamas. We were chasing Bruce Springsteen up in Moncton, a place called Magnetic Hill, wild place. We take your kids someplace there. Google Magnetic Hill, Moncton, wild. Car goes up the hill because of the magnet. Weird. Anyway, we were going to Prince Edward Island and we were going to make a day of it. We were going to go to Charlottetown and get some fish or something, right? And there's this giant bridge, bigger. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. It's bigger and longer than the Bay Bridge, but not as long as the Hampton Norfolk crazy thing that my wife thought I was making up when I told her there was a bridge tunnel until we did it. So, but it's really long. It was the most expensive project in the history of the Canadian government to build this bridge to unlock Prince Edward Island from what you pointed out. The only way you could get there was on a ferry. And the three residents I knew as hockey players 40 years ago would always tell me about it. So my wife and I pull up to the bridge, and there's a beautiful, big house, with all the storytelling and we went in. Park had to pee, right? Let's pee. We go to pee, and they got a movie, and they had a tri they showed us how they built the bridge. People died making the bridge. They always do, right? And they had this beautiful film. So we're sitting there for 20 minutes. We're looking around, and we go to leave. The bridge was like $45 to cross. So it's going to cost us $45 just to go have lunch in Charlotte. We never crossed the bridge, Bill. So we came back and I had Doug McLean on. I'm like, Dougie, I went up to Prince Edward Island and I got to the bridge. And it was $41, man. And I didn't do it. He's like, you gotta be kidding me. He said, we've spent all of this money. We did all of this ingenuity. He said, can I ask you, if it would have been a ferry and it would have been $15, would you have done it? And I'm like, yeah, of course I would have done it. It would have been fun. It would have been a ferry.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. Like, who doesn't want to take a ferry? You just drive your car on,
So I
you get a
still
little boat
haven't been to
ride,
Prince Edward
you get a little
Island.
boat ride. Yeah, I agree. I think I'm
The
looking
bridge
at
killed
what,
the
just so you know, right
ferry.
now, I'm sorry, the 2023 rates for that bridge, it is $50.25 for a car to cross that bridge.
The Prince Edward Island Bridge.
Yep. $50. That is insane. That's
This is why I
crazy.
didn't do
That's
it.
crazy.
In Canadian money, it's only about 38, but it's still a lot, you know? Bill Cole is
Costs
here.
20
I love
bucks
him.
to
He
get a
makes me laugh.
motorcycle.
What's
20
that?
bucks to get a motorcycle.
Well, I get on the back of a bit of cheaper lunch. Tell everybody what you do. You did something. I got a press release from you. You did something like really cool on a church this week. Big white top. I don't know what the heck it was. Please tell me.
Yeah, boy,
Do I have
that's
to pull the press release up for
yeah.
that?
That's one way to make me look like I have no idea what's going
No. I like literally, I got something in my email the other day that said you guys did something at the Colonial Baptist Church. You did a roof replacement, correcting issues that caused significant damage to the church. They had a skylight. I have all this verbiage here that I can read in your next ad. Coal roofing really thrives when we work with customers who have challenging construction and usage problems. You're delighted to have been a part of that solution, completing the project on time and on budget with an emphasis on the safety of members, employees, and workers. So there you go. Is that good?
That's pretty much exactly what we do every single day. So yeah, that's well done by the marketing people here.
I
Yeah.
give good commercial. I don't know if you know that
No,
or
that
not.
was really good. Yeah, no, I mean that is a prime example of like we've been doing this a long time and my people genuinely get like work satisfaction out of being presented with a challenge and a problem and then helping to, you know, solve that problem with the customer, you know, one big team, like we understand what needs to happen and then we're going to try and figure out a way to make that happen. And that's what gives our people just that satisfaction of their job, and it helps for engagement and
Nobody sees roofs,
participation
dude. This
and
is a beautiful roof on this church. I'm looking at it right now, and I'm thinking nobody would see it unless you had a drone take a picture of it. Like, because people don't think about their roof till it leaks. We talk about this all the time, It's like,
right.
I don't need a dentist till I get a toothache, period.
Yeah, we're really working hard trying to get could to continuously get this message out there that, to your point, out of sight, out of mind. I totally get it. I'm a very logical, realistic person. But by doing minimal maintenance work along the way, you can seriously extend the life of the roof, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars in the lifetime, right? So
You
like,
really don't want to put a new roof on a person that
yeah,
you
you really
and
don't, right? And I get that, and we want to help you do that. Like we like it's sort of cannibalism, right? Of our own, like we do re-roofs, we replace roofs, but at the same time, we'd really much prefer to get involved and catch little problems before they become big problems
Instead of it
and end up
wrecking your
lowering the
business at a
roof.
time when you can't afford it, I see these vegetated roof systems and solar, you've created a situation where it could become a zero zero. It can
Yeah.
literally take away something and add value and be something nice too. You
Well,
make nice roofs.
the solar is, you know, I mean, we are at the place. I've been saying this for a long time, but I think we're finally there. Like, if you're getting a commercial roof done and you're not getting a integrated solar roof price for comparison purposes, I'm not saying it's necessarily going to be right for everybody, but everyone in the marketplace today should know what those two opportunities cost and be able to do the evaluation on
In
that
the same way,
because
whether you
it
decide
makes
whether you
so
want an
much
electric
sense.
vehicle or gas, like
Right.
you have those options now, right?
It makes a ton of sense. And they are, you know, the government is still heavily incentivizing it, and they're very lucrative projects for the people who it's a little bit of education, right? Like it's buying something that you've never bought before. And it has a life expectancy, you know, similar to like the mortgage on your house. And it's a 25-year warranty, and it's a long-term concept. But I highly encourage people to at least kick the tires on it and understand it.
Bill Cole is here, Cole Roofing, Gordy Energy. Last thing, because you do have to go and I got to go, but you're the only person that has seen the document. You haven't seen because it's not completely done, but you have seen the rough in of the documentary in its totality. My wife hasn't seen it. My son doesn't want to see it till it's done. Is there anything you want to like warn the audience in regard to the documentary?
No, I mean, I think that makes me feel pretty special. Thank you. I anticipate that I am one of, you know, tens of millions of views that will occur because it is such a core piece of like I'm reliving my life through your life, right? Like my experiences at those times were different, or I was different age or whatever. But all of those things are all meaningful to anyone who's like been in our area for their
Orbit.
lifetime. Yeah. So it's super fun to watch how you move through the world.
Well, the world moved through
When we get
the with
really
me,
old,
really,
right? Like
like.
when we get really old, we can have wonderful, fun conversations about when your moniker becomes nasty. You know full well going in, and maybe you didn't realize it at the time as well as you do today, that that's got positive and negatives to it. And for people who can't stop to think long enough to understand that it's a moniker and it's a, it's a, there's a, so much more to that. It's just amusing to me. So I'm glad you're telling the story because it's fun to take Nasty Nestor and kind of peel back the onion a little bit. And
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll be amazed.
Right.
Right,
It's the way
exactly.
you want to spend your Sunday afternoon. Yeah. So,
No,
yeah.
it's coming out on Thursday at 5:08 for all you Free the Birds folks out there. 5:08 p.m. next Thursday, April 25th, it will be released at an internet near you. There you go. In
In
sound
your
around
pocket,
and
in your pocket, on your phone.
In smell-o-vision. I am Nestor. He is Bill Cole. We are WNST AM 1570. Toss to Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive. Come see us next week up at Greenmount Bowl or down at Fadley's.